107.7 Today FM. Hey, good morning. I'm Kate, and in studio again. You were here a little while ago, but it's so great to see you again. Heather Packman, creator of Ruby Art. And Ruby Art has another exciting event coming up. How are you, Heather?
I'm good. It's great to be here, Kate.
It's great to have you back. It's nice to see your beautiful smiling face again. So, Ruby Art, you have a queer self-expression class open studio coming up. When is it? Where is it? Tell us all about it.
Happy to. So Queer Self-Expression is an event that is sort of an open studio. It's designed for anyone who's part of the 2SLGBTQIA community who are looking to work on their own creative projects. So I'll be there as sort of an organizer and facilitator, but really it's an opportunity for queer folk to get together and work with other creative individuals, you know, be inspired, get some work done on maybe a project that you've been putting off for a while, get some positive peer pressure, but also build community, which is so important.
It's really nice to meet people who have the same interests. Or just meeting other creative people.
Yeah, absolutely. It's it's going to be held at Zenfire Pottery, which is at 114 Queen Street East in St. Mary's, Ontario. And that's June 17th from 10 a.m. till noon.
So it's coming up.
Yes.
Very soon, this weekend. So what kind of things are you hoping that people will bring to work on?
So any creative project, people are really open to interpret that however they express their creativity. So if you like to knit or maybe you work on poetry, you're welcome to bring laptops. If you want to paint, you can bring paintings, sketches. I will have some limited materials there. So if people don't have their own materials, they are welcome to use some of the ones that are available there. Even if you don't maybe have a particular creative project that you're working on right now, but you just want to be around some cool, creative, queer folk, I would encourage everyone to come out. It is a pay what you can event, and really these funds are going to be directed towards hopefully offering events like this and other queer-focused events in the future through my company, Ruby Art. It also helps me pay for the venue space and other sort of associated costs, but no one will be turned away for lack of funds. So if you can't pay, that's okay. I would still love to have everyone come out and just be around, you know, cool, creative people.
For people who haven't heard of your company, Ruby Art, what other events do you have coming up or maybe classes you're teaching in the future? Because I know you teach classes out of Zenfire Pottery sometimes too. And maybe tell us a little bit about your company for people who haven't heard of it before.
Of course. So Ruby Art is my art and education company. Generally, my classes and workshops and partnerships focus around social change. So I believe that art is a vehicle for creating social change, and that really drives the type of art classes that I offer, as well as the partnerships that I make with businesses, municipalities, organizations, clubs, groups. And I also often do a lot of artist collaborations, so working with other artists, particularly emerging artists, creating opportunities for emerging artists to showcase their work. I just had a closing exhibition for a six-month project called Sounding Board, and that just ended May 27th, and that was touring throughout Kingston, and that featured the work of eight other artists along with myself.
Well, congratulations. I remember you told me about that last time you were here. It's good that it went well. That's awesome.
It was amazing. It was amazing to see the contributions that were collected from the community during its travels. It was an interactive art installation. And so it was just so heartwarming to see the way in which people interpreted community, the way in which we feel that we're a part of community, the way that we can improve community. And that's a huge central part to the work that I do. In terms of work and art and classes and things that are coming up for me, I have a body positive art class that's coming up. It's also June 17th. That's from 1 to 4 p.m. at Zenfire Pottery. That's where people can create a sort of personal portrait of themselves. So I'll create the sketch, and it's a bit like a paint by numbers for the participants, which is really awesome. Fun. We also have another event. So I'm collaborating with the town of St. Mary's for their Heritage Festival. That is on Canada Day. Yes. And we're going to have a big community art project. And I encourage everyone to come out for that. It's free. It's family friendly. And it's going to be a big mural that will be on display throughout the festival, which is really exciting.
That is super cool. Yeah. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
You're doing so much stuff. Yeah. That is awesome.
It is great to see, and it's great to have the support of the community. In terms of other art classes that I'm offering throughout the summer, I would encourage everyone to check out my website, which is rubyartist.com/classes. So Ruby Artist is spelled rubyartist.com/classes.
And we can also find you on social medias at Ruby Artist.
Yes. And again, spelled the exact same way, RubyArtist.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Heather Packman, for coming in, creator of Ruby Art. She's awesome. Check her out, rubyartist.com. And thank you so much for coming in. It was a pleasure to chat with you again.
Thank you. It's great being here.